Hi, this is Rick Warren, Bible teacher for the Daily Hope broadcast. Did you know that because of Easter, your past can be forgiven, you get a purpose for living, and you can have a home in heaven? That's good news. Where else can you get that kind of news? Nowhere else. And did you know that at Easter, studies have shown people are more open to an invitation to go to church than at any other time of the year? Don't go to church by yourself, but bring somebody who doesn't know Jesus Christ. A family member, a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a relative. And if you bring them to that church service and they come to know Christ, you're going to be making a friend for eternity. It'll be the most important investment you can ever make in their lives. And by the way, if they come to Christ, would you let me know about it? I'd love to hear that story that you brought somebody to Easter and they found Jesus. You can write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. I would love to hear from you. God bless you and happy Easter.
Hello and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. When life gets complicated and you start to feel overloaded and sluggish, it's time to hit the reset button. Today we continue with a series called Resetting My Life. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shares the steps you can take to reset your life and experience positive, lasting change. In a few moments, we're going to tell you about a wonderful resource called Journey with Jesus. This beautifully illustrated book will help you uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Changing Always Starts with Choosing.
In part one of this series, last week, we introduced the fact that God is in the transformation business, life transformation. Now, God didn't just create you. He wants to transform you into what he's always intended for you to become. Now, I mentioned this last week. This transformation has many, many different kinds of names. It's called salvation. That's when you first step across the line. It's called sanctification. That's the rest of your life growing in Christ. It's called conversion. This life change is called starting over. It's called being born again. It's called getting a fresh start. It's called having a life reset. Our own Saddleback family here, hundreds of thousands of people have experienced this spiritual reset in their lives. And every one of you could probably give a personal testimony, or most of you could. Now, here's the point. After you experience the first reset of salvation in your life, where your life takes a big U-turn, you're going to have many, many other moments of change, transformation, life reset, and improvement in your life. You can have a reset in your connection to God many, many times in your life. You get disconnected some way. You can have a reset in your health. You can have a reset in your relationships or in your marriage. You can have a reset in your career, in your finances. You can have a reset in your parenting, the way you deal with certain kids. You can have a reset in your energy and literally hundreds of other areas in your life. That's why we're doing this series called Resetting My Life. Now, if you missed part one, I want to ask you to please watch it, because in that message, we talked about four preparation steps that have to happen in your life in order for you to have a transformation, a new leaf, a new life, a resetting of your life. Okay, so watch that message. Now, today I want us to look at how changing always starts with choosing. Let me say that again. Pull out your message notes. Changing always starts with choosing. Until you start making some choices, nothing's gonna change in your life. But changing always starts with choosing. Your ability to choose, your ability to make moral choices is actually one of the greatest gifts God has given you and given to all of us as human beings. It's part of being created in God's image. The ability to make moral choices is what makes you different from animals. Animals don't have moral choices. They don't have right and wrong. Animals have instincts instead of the ability to make moral choices between good and bad, right and wrong, and better and best. Now, your choices shape your life far more than your circumstances do. Let me say that again. Your choices shape your life far more than your circumstances do. You can overcome circumstances, anyone, by making good choices. And as I said last week, you're a product of your past, but you're not a prisoner of your past, okay? You don't have to stay stuck in the past. You can change. You can reset your life by making good choices with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you do that, if you make good choices, you're gonna see good results in your life. But if you make bad choices, you're gonna suffer the consequences in your life, bad consequences. Now, in this series, we're gonna look at many different kinds of choices because choosing is what starts changing in your life. But today, I want us to just focus on choosing what you think about. Choosing what you think about. Choosing how you think. Choosing what you allow to be in your mind. Now, this is a starting point. The first step to a life reset is choosing to change what you think about. Now, there are many, 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 many scriptures on this in God's word. Let me just give you one. It's there at the top of your outline. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says this: "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but let God transform you." Circle that. That's a reset. Let God transform you into a new person. How? Circle this. By changing the way you think. By changing the way you think. God says, "I will change your life when you let me change the way you think." So you have a choice to make. Am I going to choose to let God change the way I think? When people want to reset their lives in some area, or they want to get a fresh start, they often think that the first thing they need to do is to change their location. Okay? I just need a change of venue. I need some new scenery. I need a change of location. Well, a change of location might help you, but it's not the very first thing that needs changing in your life. It might take a while to change your location, but you can start changing your mind right there where you're seated right now. To reset your life, to have this transformation, to get a fresh new start in any area, career, marriage, relationships, health, whatever. To reset your life, the first thing you need to work on is your mindset. What do you mean by that? How you see yourself, how you see your problems, and most important of all, how you see God. If you don't change your mindset first, a change in your location or a change in your scenery, it's not gonna help much. You know why? Because you could go to Tahiti, but you take you with you wherever you go. And so if the stress is in your brain and you go to Tahiti or anywhere else, you're taking the stress with you because the stress is between your ears. As I said, you may need a vacation in some beautiful spot in the world because of the pressure that you feel in your mind. But if you don't deal with the mental stress first, you're just gonna take it with you, even if you're laying on a beautiful beach in a beautiful location, no matter where you go. So today, I just want us to do two things today, this weekend. First, I wanna look at three reasons you have to begin any change in your life with changing your mindset. If you wanna reset your life, three reasons you have to start here in your mind. And then I want to share three choices from God's word that you need to make every single day of your life that will reset your mindset, okay? First, what are the reasons? Why must I begin with changing my mindset in order to reset my life. Three reasons. Write these down. Number one, the Bible says this, because my thoughts direct my life. My thoughts direct my life. Proverbs 4:23 says this. Today's English version. Be careful how you think. Your life is, notice this, shaped by your thoughts. Circle that word, shaped. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Every action in your life, every reaction in your life, everything you feel and everything you do starts as a thought. It all begins in my mind, in your mind. And if you don't think it first, guess what? It doesn't happen. Now, you can use this truth, this fact, this reality, for good or for bad, because good thoughts lead to good behavior and good actions, and bad thoughts lead to unhealthy behavior, unhealthy habits, unhealthy actions, and unhealthy reactions. You see, the truth is, we don't realize how often we sabotage our own success by the way we think and by the way we talk to ourselves internally. You're talking to yourself all the time. You're talking to yourself right now going, does this make sense to me or not? Now, God tells us in his word, the Bible, as a man thinks, so he is. So you cannot reset any area of a relationship. You got a relationship problem? It doesn't start in a relationship. It starts in your brain. You got a problem with a habit? Doesn't start with a habit, starts in your brain. You got to start in your thought life. First changing how you think about money, how you think about sex, how you think about food, how you think about your life, the future, how you think about other people, God, your work, everything. So the first reason is it's the fact that my thoughts direct my life. Now, here's the second reason. You have to start with inside your brain to make any change in you. And it's because my struggles happen in my mind. My struggles, your struggles happen in your mind. That's where it all starts. Now, you may not realize it, but every second of your life, there's a battle in your brain. Right now, there's a battle going on in your brain constantly. It's a mental battle. It could be between right and wrong. It could be between what's easy and what's hard. It could be between good and evil. It could be between doing what's healthy, making a healthy choice, or doing what's unhealthy, making an unhealthy choice. This is constantly going on in your life. Stress is a mental struggle. Depression, if you're feeling down, depression is a mental struggle. It's a battle. And so is every other negative emotion. Anger is a mental battle. Starts in your mind. Fear is a mental battle. Starts in your mind. Jealousy, resentment, loneliness is a mental battle. Starts in your mind. Addictions, discouragement, low self-worth is a battle going on in your brain. All of your internal conflicts, and by the way, all of your external conflicts, the conflicts that you're having with other people right now, guess what? They're not starting in the relationship. They're starting in your mind. Look at this verse. The screen tells us James chapter 4, verse 1. It asks a question. What causes fights and quarrels among you? In other words, why do you get in conflict with other people? And he says, the Bible says this, they come from the conflicting desires that battle inside you. There's a battle going on inside your mind between conflicting desires. And that battle can continue in your mind, by the way, even when you're sleeping and you have restless sleep or you have bad dreams. That battle in your brain can go on 24 hours a day. You know, one of the things I love the most about this book, God's Word, the Bible, is how gut-level honest it is about our human nature and about the internal battles that all of us face literally every second of our lives in our minds. We often battle in our minds over what's right, What's the right thing to do? And we're wondering, is it this, is it this, is it that? And sometimes even when we know the right thing to do, we can't always get ourselves to do it. And that's a battle too. Now, the Apostle Paul, who was probably the greatest Christian who ever lived next to Jesus Christ himself, was gut level honest about this mental battle in the brain that's going on. Romans chapter 7, look there on your outline. Paul gives a personal testimony of his battle in the brain. He says this, I love to do God's will so far as my new nature is concerned, but there's something else deep within me that is at war with my mind. War with my mind, that's the battle in your brain. War with my mind and wins the fight, and it makes me a slave to the sin within me. In my mind, he says, I want to be God's servant. But instead, I find myself still enslaved to sin. Now, if you're taking notes, you got a pen or pencil right now, I want you to circle these words in Romans chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. Circle the word war. Circle the word fight. War, fight. Circle the word mind. And circle the word enslaved. Okay, that pretty much describes all of us. There's a battle in your brain. And sometimes you're conscious of it. You can feel the tension going on. But a lot of times you're totally unaware of the competing thoughts and competing desires and competing goals that are in your brain. But this is a major cause, my friends, of mental fatigue. And it's been on high all during COVID. Now, the reason this battle in your brain is constant and is intense is because your brain, your mind, is your greatest asset. Without your brain, you're not you, okay? You are your thoughts, your will, your emotions, your soul. Without your brain, nothing's gonna happen. If you have God's Spirit in you, now listen to this, should be comforting you. If you have given your life to Christ, God's Spirit is in you, Satan can't control your mind, but he can make suggestions. The only influence Satan has in the life of a Christian is he can put thoughts in your mind, he can make suggestions, he can get your attention. And that's a pretty big deal because whatever gets your attention gets you. So he can't control your mind, but he can put thoughts in your mind, and then you have to decide, am I gonna accept or reject it, all right? Why are we talking about resetting your mindset before we talk about resetting your life? Because my thoughts direct my life, and number two, because my struggles happen in my mind, in my brain. Now here's the third reason you have to start changing the way you think to make any change in any area of your life. Number three, because it's where God's Spirit works in me. Because it's where God's Spirit works in me. Where does God's Spirit work in your life? In your toenail? In your fingernail? In your spleen? No, God's Spirit works in your brain, in your mind. Now it's interesting, both we and of course the Bible does too, we often use the metaphor of our heart as being the place where God works. So you say, I invited Jesus into my heart. Well, technically, heart is just a symbol for your brain because that's where you think. God works in your brain, God works in your mind, God works through your mind, and God works suggesting thoughts too. It is in your mind that God begins the change process. It's where the reset takes place. Now, look at this next verse, very important verse. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, 23 and 24, let the Spirit change your way of thinking. You might underline that. Let the Spirit change your way of thinking, and what is the result of it? Make you into a new person. That's how you reset your life. It starts in your thinking. You were created to be like God.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can. When you sign up to receive his life-changing Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus, and this book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover, and it's filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us. You'll join Pastor Rick as he traces Jesus' journey through Jerusalem to Calvary. It is the most passionate and powerful path Jesus walked while here on earth. You'll uncover deep biblical and historical insights into the most important event in human history. And you'll experience the joy and peace that only comes from a deep understanding of the love Jesus showed for you on the cross. We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the love of Jesus around the world. You'll want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. There's only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to share a note that we received from Darren. He wrote me, he calls Daily Hope his morning cup of God because it helps him stay focused on God throughout the day. Darren wrote me this. He said, Pastor Rick, I thank God for Daily Hope. I support Daily Hope because Christ's hope is for me and in me, and I support it because it sends Christ's message to people all over the world. He wrote, I've dealt with my share of demons in my life. I've had cancer, huge financial losses, addictions, permanent disability, chronic pain, and depression. But Daily Hope gets me going in the morning. It's like a cup of coffee for me. But if I haven't had my cup of God in the morning, then I feel like I'm less able to pass on the good news to others. So thank you, Pastor Rick. You know, Daily Hope helps people like Darren get their lives back on track because it connects them not just with God, but with God's Word. And it is so important for each of us to spend time with God and in God's Word every day. So I want to encourage every one of you to make a daily habit of opening the Bible. Sit down and open the Bible. You may open it on an iPad or on your phone, but open the Bible to see what God says about how we're meant to live. God bless you, everybody.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.